Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's retail environment, customer loyalty is no longer driven by points, discounts, or even punch cards. Increasingly, it's shaped by how seamless, personalized, and meaningful the overall experience feels from discovery to checkout, and much more beyond that. As a customer expectations continue to rise, retailers are being challenged to rethink what it really takes to move the customer from being simply satisfied to becoming a true brand advocate and ambassador. To explore how experience, emotions, and technology are redefining loyalty, I'm joined today by Paige Lusbader, Assurance Director in the Retail and Consumer Products Group here at BDO. Welcome back, Paige.
Thank you, Natalie.
Paige, customer loyalty used to be driven largely by discounts and rewards. But today, it seems much more tied to how customers feel about the brand. So what's changed in how retailers think about satisfaction and loyalty?
Consumer expectations are evolving. We're seeing a shift towards experimental loyalty and micro rewards rather than big delayed redemptions that we've seen in the past. Consumers are treating brand loyalty like a relationship, not just a financial incentive. They really want to connect with the brand. It's not the way it used to be where consumers just blindly stuck with one brand forever. They always need to feel that connection, and that connection can change over time. One way that companies are thinking about loyalty and is using influencers. Typically, influencers provide discount codes to their followers. This helps draw in the consumers. If a consumer has a strong connection to an influencer promoting a brand, they're more likely to purchase from that brand.
Absolutely. And I think even another, taking a step forward or a step further, I should say, is influencers have their own loyalty. So as influencers continue to stay with a particular brand, our loyalty continues to grow both to the influencer and to the brand.
So absolutely. It's like one in the same. You find an influencer that you love and that you connect with, you're going to automatically connect with the brands that they recommend and that they provide to you because you trust them. And that's all about the experience these days. You want to find a brand that you trust and that you connect with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So personalized and seamless experiences are also critical to loyalty. How do you think retailers are integrating personalization into their loyalty programs? And are there any technologies that are really helping to deliver this seamless, air quotes, experience without losing, and again, air quotes, that human touch?
So AI obviously is the hot topic for everything, and it is helping build loyalty. Even though it is not necessarily a human touch feel, it can help customize the shopping experience to the individual consumer. So in essence, that does deliver a personalized experience, even though it's not physically touching the goods. The ability to know your customer can lead to things like personalized offers rather than generic offers across an entire program. As well as predictive analytics will also better help provide customized recommendations to the consumer, which leads to a more enjoyable shopping experience. Loyalty programs are doing things like offering free content and media through social media channels if you are subscribing to that channel, if you are a loyal customer. And seamless redemption is made possible by new and improved omnichannel experience, where they're integrating the brand's website, the app, and the in-store experience all into one, and weaving their loyalty program through all of those channels.
Yeah, so I used to feel like personalization was a little bit creepy in the past, but now I almost welcome it when I do get an email that says, hey, your vitamins, you should be ordering new ones, or you should be out of this shampoo. Do you want to reorder? So there is some element of, yeah, I'm going to go right back to this particular retailer and repurchase those products. And I think that in and of itself, that personalization is what's creating the loyalty.
And it's making your life easier. We're all busy doing 1,000 things. And so if a retailer can be fresh on your mind and say, hey, you bought this a couple of weeks ago, you might need it again soon. it takes one thing off of your plate, and that certainly helps you connect with the brand more.
Absolutely. So at the highest level, though, what separates brands that create loyal customers, like we just talked about? So they're creating these loyal customers from those that turn customers into a true brand advocate. What do they need to do to make that pivot?
So treating it more like an experience and really being, whether it's a philanthropy or having a mission or creating a consumer event, will help the customers feel like they are loyal and that they're doing something, and they'll in turn be brand advocates for that brand. They want to feel the brand is being authentic and being engaged with. And it's really important that a brand knows their customer base and targets their customer base based on who they are. And that's how they really become a brand advocate.
Yeah, definitely. So if we look ahead, as expectations continue to rise, and I think that's true because we expect more and more from retailers. What should retailers prioritize if they want to build loyalty that really lasts and not just, you know, a repeat transaction?
So retailers should improve their technology, continue investing in their technology, whether it's AI and predictive analytics to get to know their customers. And brands should really make sure they're not taking a one-size-fits-all approach. They should customize rewards and experiences based on the target audience and that specific customer. The more connection consumer feels to the brand, the more likely that they will build the loyalty and continue to repurchase from that brand.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Paige. And as loyalty continues to evolve, the brands that stand out will be the ones that consistently deliver experiences customers generally value and remember. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.